The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the electric vehicle manufacturers most likely to break down due to high temperatures and the implications for fleet management. The electric vehicle manufacturers most likely to break down due to high temperatures. Vehicle reliability. Reliability has become a challenge for electric vehicles, especially during the summer season and high temperatures, which are more detrimental to these vehicles than to models equipped with other technologies. Currently, two brands are at a significant disadvantage in this regard compared to the rest. Reliability has become one of the main evaluation criteria for European consumers in their purchasing decision-making process. As all studies have confirmed, including that of the Organization of Consumers and Users, this factor even takes precedence over other factors traditionally considered more important, such as the price of the vehicles or the type of segment they belong to. The serious problems that have affected some manufacturers, especially in recent years and related to AdBlue tank and timing belt failures, have heightened concern. In this sense, electric vehicles have also become a problem in recent years. As their number and sales grow, so does the uncertainty surrounding their potential breakdowns and failures, which have been less documented so far due to less experience and data collection given their newness. However, it is clear that heat represents a significant challenge for them. High temperatures penalize electric cars. While high temperatures can cause potential breakdowns in any vehicle, this situation can be especially critical for electric cars during the summer. Temperatures above 35 degrees Celsius have a significant impact on the highly sensitive components of these vehicles. The components that can fail are the battery. In the case of older vehicles or those with high mileage, it is especially important to consider that exposure to outside temperatures above 35 degrees Celsius can cause accelerated degradation of their internal cells. This situation can compromise the vehicle's range and, consequently, increase the risk of experiencing critical failures that can leave the driver stranded on the road. The cooling system, working beyond its normal capacity, increases the risk of failure due to overheating. Electronic control units, ECUs. It is crucial to keep in mind that ECUs are extremely sensitive to heat, which can cause malfunctions or even the disruption of vital driving systems. Given this reality, Carli, the leading global automotive diagnostics application and platform, has conducted an exhaustive analysis of the state of electric vehicles in Spain in 2025, revealing today which brands are more or less likely to experience critical failures due to their vulnerability to heat and high temperatures. Carli offers an affordable solution for all drivers. The OBD2 scanner, in conjunction with the mobile application, makes it possible to perform a comprehensive diagnosis of the vehicle's condition from your phone, regardless of the need for technical knowledge. There are different options on the market, like those offered by Carli. Through this ranking, Carli aims to provide consumers with information so they can identify which brands require more rigorous preventative maintenance this season, helping them avoid more costly breakdowns over time. Electric vehicles most likely to break down due to high temperatures. Below is the ranking provided by Carli, showing the risk of electric vehicle breakdowns in Spain in 2025. BMW and Tesla are negative surprises. However, it's worth mentioning that two manufacturers have generated an unfavorable impression. The first is Tesla, the most popular brand among electric vehicles and home to the two biggest bestsellers on the market, the Mundo 3 and Model Y. According to the analysis, 67.43% of this company's vehicles experience breakdowns related to high temperatures. However, even above Tesla is BMW, with a 73.03% risk of critical breakdowns in its electric models due to high heat. In third place is Audi with 61.08%. Other brands, such as Mini and Skoda, also exceed 45%, revealing a pattern that could be related to the demanding thermal load these vehicles endure in summer. The full ranking of brands also reveals unexpected results. Hyundai, Citroën, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, and Peugeot are among the brands least likely to experience breakdowns during the summer. Peugeot, for example, has a mere 2.3% breakdown rate, indicating that, while they may not be the most popular brands in the electric segment, they are demonstrating enviable reliability under extreme conditions. Why do some brands have more breakdowns than others? The key to success could lie in the experience accumulated in the electric sector. Newer brands or those that have opted from the outset for an architecture specifically designed for electric vehicles rather than simply adapting combustion models seem to have developed more efficient systems to withstand high temperatures. Likewise, the quality of the materials used, the efficiency of the thermal management software, and the type of battery used must be considered. In any case, discrepancies between brands are not only attributed to vehicle design or component quality, but also to the age and volume of each electric fleet in circulation. Firms with a longer history in the electric market, such as Tesla or BMW, have more units in intensive use and greater accumulated exposure to wear and tear, which increases the probability of failure. In contrast, brands that have recently introduced electric models or whose sales are still low show significantly lower rates of critical breakdowns, warning signs of vehicle overheating. It's important to note that not all vehicles are equipped with the same warning systems. In a Tesla Mundo 3Y, the system will display a thermometer icon on the screen, accompanied by a text message stating, "Battery is hot." In the case of an Audi e-tron, the message that may appear is, "Powertrain failure, see a workshop." It's imperative to be aware of these signs so you can act quickly. Implications for fleet management? The main consequence of high temperatures is a breakdown with the cost of repair and downtime, meaning the vehicle cannot be used for service. Battery cells can catch fire at temperatures of 60-65 degrees Celsius, so it is important to ensure the battery temperature is below 60 degrees Celsius. Older vehicles or those with higher mileage are at greater risk of breakdown due to high temperatures, so preventive maintenance or battery checks must be performed more frequently than newer or low-mileage vehicles. For brands such as Tesla, BMW, or Audi, more thorough monitoring and preventive maintenance or battery checks must be performed more frequently in high temperatures. Many countries or geographical areas experience high temperatures for some months, and this must be taken into account when purchasing fleet vehicles. For example, in southern Spain, temperatures exceed 35 degrees Celsius for 3-4 months, and during heat waves, they can reach 45 degrees Celsius. Some brands are more at risk of breakdowns due to high temperatures for various reasons, as explained above. Therefore, it's important to know the brands and models before purchasing vehicles for your fleet. It is recommended to purchase vehicle makes and models that are least likely to break down due to high temperatures. In certain countries with high temperatures, vehicle manufacturers modify their vehicles to better withstand the temperature and avoid breakdowns. It is advisable to know if the vehicle has this modification to find out which vehicle manufacturers are most likely to break down due to high temperatures. The following sources are available: personal experience with makes and models in the fleet that have had breakdowns due to high temperatures. Internet search. Perform an internet search for the vehicle model you want to purchase, including the most common breakdowns it has, especially those caused by high temperatures. There are specialized websites for after-sales, workshops, and vehicle repair that you can consult. Reports on the reliability of vehicle makes and models. There are reports on the reliability of vehicle makes and models and the most common breakdowns, such as the one by Carly. It is advisable to search for these types of reports or websites. Other fleets. Ask other fleets about breakdowns or the reliability of makes and models, especially regarding high temperatures. Currently, due to climate change, temperatures are rising and there are more heat waves exceeding 35 degrees Celsius. Below are some measures to prevent breakdowns due to high temperatures. Preventive checkup. Use an OBD2 scanner to check battery health and detect faults before starting the route. Provide driver training. The breakdowns that the vehicle can experience due to high temperatures, what the vehicle's warning light on the dashboard is, and how to respond. It's recommended to stop the vehicle and park it in the shade until the battery temperature drops. Park in the shade. Protects the battery and electronics from overheating. Charge moderately. Avoid charging to 100% on very hot days. It is always recommended to charge to 80%. Connect the pre-air conditioning system. Cool the car while it is still plugged into the charger to avoid extra battery drain and reduce heat stress. Avoid excessive rapid charging. Limit the use of rapid chargers on extremely hot days as they generate more heat and can damage the battery. It is always recommended to charge with the slowest charge. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the electric vehicle manufacturers most likely to break down due to high temperatures and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.